They're joining a fleet of 5 other cargo and passenger ships carrying 10,000 tons of humanitarian aid and construction supplies and 700 activists to Gaza. The fleet plans to circumvent an Israeli economic blockade on the Palestinian territory, despite Israeli warning not to do so. Because of that blockade, many buildings damaged during a 2009 Israeli offensive in Gaza have yet to be repaired. The ships are sailing from Mediterranean ports in Turkey and Europe to Rendezvous Point near Cyprus. Pro-Palestinian activists say from there the fleet will set sail for Gaza by Saturday. Organizing the Turkish contingent is the Foundation for Human Rights, or IHH. Its Secretary General, Yashar Kutulay, says the group is determined to deliver the aid.
Biz her zeminde, Birleşmiş Milletler zemininde, uluslararası her platformda bu ablukanın kalkması için resmi her türlü girişim yaptık.
He says according to the Geneva Convention, Israel cannot stop a civilian or relief ship that goes to a place of war. Shooting the ship is impossible. Earlier this year, the same foundation tried to break the Gaza blockade by land. Several parliament members with the ruling AK party participated in that failed bid. Israeli security forces says it will stop the flotilla and return the activists back to their own countries. But Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu this week expressed support for the ship's mission. Both in the United Nations and in other international platforms, Turkey has made every official attempt to end the embargo. He says the civilians are trying to break the embargo to bring relief to the people in Gaza, and he hopes there will not be any tension. Observers say the humanitarian situation facing Palestinians in Gaza remains an extremely sensitive issue for the Turkish government, one of Israel's strategic allies in the region. Experts say many Turkish citizens are outraged about Israel's 2009 offensive there and by its ongoing economic blockade. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan launched a verbal assault on the Israeli President Shimon Peres at last year's economic summit in Davos. Until recently, Israel and Turkey enjoyed close military and political cooperation. But now the Turkish leadership often condemns Israel's treatment of Palestinians. But Ankara's humanitarian and human rights concerns have led to charges of hypocrisy from some of its Western allies. Former U.S. Congressman Robert Wexler, who's now the president of the Washington-based Center for Middle East Peace and Economic Cooperation, is a self-described friend of Turkey. But Wexler recently accused the Turkish prime minister of having a double standard.
Where's the outrage when the prime minister talks about no tolerance for terror? The terror in this region is by and large created by Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hamas in Gaza. Where was the outrage for years as there were strikes against civilian targets in Israel?
Analysts say such criticism, even from its US ally, carries little weight with the Turkish government. Its tough stance towards Israel plays well with its grassroots, a key point given that general elections are to be held in a year. And Ankara has already put Tel Aviv on notice that it'll be watching very carefully the fate of the ships heading to Gaza. Observers warn a diplomatic storm could be brewing. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.